Today, looking down on the Forum of Augustus from Via dei Fori Imperiali, you find yourself in front of the ruins of the Temple of Mars Ultor. The high podium with the front staircase, bases from some of the columns of the Pronaos, and a section of the wall of the cella with three splendid Corinthian columns of white lunar marble. The Forum of Augustus was the second new public space built in Rome after the Roman Forum and the new Forum of Julius Caesar were shown to be insufficient to host the rapidly increasing daily economic and judicial activities of the city. The complex was built in an area previously occupied by private homes, which Augustus bought, expropriating the land. The Forum is a large rectangular space enclosed on the north side by a great wall of tufa, which was supposed to separate the Forum from the crowded Subura neighborhood, protecting it from the frequent fires that broke out there. On the same side was the temple dedicated by Augustus to Mars Ultor, or Vindicator. In the center of the front stairway is an altar on which provincial governors celebrated a sacrifice before leaving for the provinces, while two fountains decorated the two ends of the stairway. On the fronton of the temple, known to us from contemporary coins and reliefs, was a figure of Mars in a central position, flanked on one side by Venus, Romulus, and the personification of the Palatine, and on the other by Fortuna, the goddess Rome, and the Tiber. Inside, in the rear apse, were the statues of the cult representing Mars, Venus, and perhaps the divine Julius. The statuary group has been reconstructed on the basis of another relief discovered in Carthage and displayed in the museum in Algiers. Inside the cella were seven columns per side, surmounted by elaborate Corinthian capitals in marble, decorated by winged Pegasuses. Long sides of the Forum of Augustus were flanked by porticos, probably two stories high, made of columns in Cipolline marble. They supported a high attic decorated with caryatids, copies of those which adorned the Erechtheum in Athens, and shields representing Jupiter Ammon. On the inside of the porticos, along both sides, and in the large semicircular exedra, which opened up near the podium of the Temple of Mars Ultor, was a series of niches holding numerous statues.